The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Spotify has launched a set of charts for top podcasts and trending podcasts for 26 markets. The Spotify for Podcasters blog contains more details on how they work. Written by the excellent Will Williams, we discover. You'll be given alerts and custom artwork to share the news. You'll find the charts in the Spotify app under the search button. We've taken a look. The top podcasts are The Daily in the US, Call Her Daddy in Canada, Shagged, Married, Annoyed in the UK, From the Newsroom in Australia, TED Talks Daily in New Zealand, and Summer and Winter from P1 in Sweden. And of those, none are Spotify exclusives. Also just announced, Spotify is now available to another 241 million people in 13 countries, including Russia, which gets a set of more than 100 local playlists. Voxnest claimed earlier this month that in April and May, Spotify overtook Apple for total podcast downloads in, among other places, North Macedonia and Moldova. That's curious because the 5 million people in those two countries only got access to Spotify yesterday. Yesterday, we reported on the Jones versus Gimlet class action lawsuit, which highlights the need for better accessibility for podcasters. I, writing personally, have looked at the details of what the lawsuit is asking for. You'll find that linked from our show notes and our newsletter today, or if you like it better that way, our transcript. And of interest, Google Pixel phones have a live caption feature that enables closed captions for every podcast app. We link to a video of that too. Podpage has released a free tier of their website service. It should be perfect, they say, for podcasters who want a more fully featured website than their podcast host, but don't care about using their own domain name. We'll link to an example today. BMG, a record label and publisher, is now offering podcasts as a new service to its artists. One Fine Play posted a job ad for a podcast producer recently. They got 350 applications, but only 50 of the candidates had ever been involved in the making of a podcast. Maybe they should have advertised in podjobs.net. It's very good and free. Megaphone has passed two independent audits about security and effective controls, and Google Podcasts has changed its error page on the web recently. If you're checking that programmatically, we've all the details in our show notes and newsletter today. And in podcast news, Edison Research's Tom Webster is on The Feed, the official Libsyn podcast. He focuses on the Latino podcast listener report. The episode also includes average download stats. Hey, if your podcast is doing more than 120 downloads per episode, you're doing better than half the shows out there, says Rob Walsh. Ever done a podcast where you've no idea what you're talking about? Mind Canyon is an improvised documentary, a bit like Radiolab. We invite some of the best UK improvisers to take part, they say. They don't know the topic until we're about to record. Then they help us build the story on the spot. Sounds like an interesting listen. And this might be your first pandemic, but there have been many before. Quarantine Genius helps us understand how Shakespeare dealt with the theatres being shut because of the plague, and whether the theory of gravity was formulated because Isaac Newton couldn't get down to the shops. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.